Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
79 people are confirmed dead, and it now looks as though hundreds more migrants, including children, may have been on board a packed fishing boat that capsized and sank off the southern Greek coast. As the search operation enters its third day, we're joined on the line again by Damian McAnulla, an Irish journalist based in Greece. And Damian, when we were chatting during the week, we were discussing the questions that had arisen around the Coast Guard's interaction with this vessel. And there's more news emerging today on that front.
Yeah, last night it emerged that the Greek Coast Guard had tried to moor the vessel, and mooring involves tying a rope to the vessel. And this would have occurred at around 10 p.m. Greek time on Tuesday night, so a few hours before the sinking. And they say that they tied the rope onto the vessel to try and stabilize it. I mean, the vessel was swaying, they say, and they tied the rope onto the vessel, and then that some people on the boat then cut the rope because they did not want to be towed by the Greek authorities because they wanted to continue to Italy. However, a lot of people have questioned this version of events because the Greek Coast Guard didn't mention anything about trying to moor the vessel in their first statement about the sinking, which was issued on Wednesday. So people are asking, why was this not mentioned in the Coast Guard's original account?
And Damien, it also raises the question again about when the Coast Guard knew that this vessel was in trouble.
Yeah, well, we knew yesterday that the Greek Coast Guard had been alerted about this vessel around midday on Tuesday, and they were following the vessel. There was a helicopter present for quite a few hours. There was photographs taken, that we know that because there were photographs taken of the vessel. And then a Greek Coast Guard vessel arrived at the scene. Now, because of the mooring incident, it seems the vessel got there, reached the scene much earlier than the Coast Guard had originally said. So it was there at least 10 p.m. On Tuesday evening, which is, I think, 2 hours or 3 hours before the Coast Guard had originally said it had reached there. So, there are questions. When did the Greek Coast Guard reach the scene? What actions did they undertake to help the people on board and to assist the ship? And what happened then subsequently.
And the reason that people are interrogating the Greek Coast Guard's account of what happened is because many people suspect that the Greek government's strategy and policy on migrants might have something to do with the Coast Guard's actions.
Yeah, that's certainly questions are being raised. I mean, there are people who say that was the mooring of the boat, was the tying of a rope to the boat, was that an attempt to move the boat into Italy's area, search and rescue area? Was it an attempt to take the boat effectively out of Greece's search and rescue zone? And there have been incidents in the past where masked individuals were seen videoed taking migrants from unmarked vans on Greek islands, putting them on a boat, bringing them out into international waters, placing them in inflatable dinghies and setting them loose on the open sea. So a practice commonly known as a pushback. So there are questions whether this was, whether this could have been also, whether there was a pushback motive to the rope being attached to the boat. So these are the questions being asked.
Mm-hmm. And what about the arrests that have happened in the days since this tragedy?
Yeah, last night it emerged that nine of the survivors were arrested on suspicion of human trafficking, of basically organising this transport, which we have learned actually set sail from Egypt until yesterday. The story was that the boat had left a Libyan city and was destined for Italy, but the boat set off from an Egyptian port, stopped in Libya on the way, and then set off for Italy. So at least eight of the nine people arrested are Egyptians. They range in ages from 20 to 40, and they will appear before a prosecutor or an investigating magistrate on Monday to testify.
And what's been happening in Greece in terms of the public response to what has happened?
Well, the country's caretaker government declared 3 days of mourning. There are elections here in the weekend after next, a repeat general election after May's contest. Political campaigning has been suspended. There was a party leaders' debate that was supposed to take place this week. That was also cancelled. Possibly it may take place in a few days. But and flags are at half mast. But other than that, I mean, the incident, of course, has caused shock in the country, and it has led to a debate again on how should Greece deal with the migrant issue and what is the best way to deal with the migrant issue. There are those who insist that Greece must protect its borders, and that's the bottom line. And then there are others who say that there is a humanitarian crisis here and the country must respond to it. I mean, the death toll, we know that hundreds, from survivors' testimonies, we know that although there was 99, the remains of about 80 people have been recovered, survivors have said that there were hundreds of others on the boat, women and children, in the hold of the ship. Some people say they were locked into the hold of the ship. They went down with that vessel, and it's very unlikely that almost impossible if any survivors will be found. It's a very deep part of the ocean. The seabed is 4 to 5 kilometers beneath sea level, so the chances of recovering any of those who went down the vessel are practically zero.
And are the recovery attempts still happening today?
As far as I know, there certainly it continued during the night. There were the Greek Coast Guard and other services were at the scene, and they were continuing their search and rescue effort. But no new bodies, no further bodies have been recovered since Wednesday.
So all of this and all of the conversations around Greece's response to the migrant crisis will form and is forming part of campaigning and the debate around who gets elected and who people are going to vote for in the Greek election. Where does popular opinion sit, Damien, at the moment?
That's a very good question. The former Prime Minister, I mean, as I said, he's Kyriakos Mitsotakis of the Conservative New Democracy Party. He's always insisted that his approach to migration is tough but fair. He has made the building of a fence in northeastern Greece, a border fence along the border with Turkey. He has used that as part of his electoral campaign. It seems to have gone down well with the electorate. He got 40% of the vote. He had a 20-point lead over his main opponent, Alexis Tsipras of the Syriza party. So it is an issue that has become part of the political and electoral campaign here. But it would seem that voters have endorsed or at least support this line that the country's borders must be protected. I mean, on the other hand, the Syriza party has said that there needs to be a humanitarian component in all of this. People have the right to apply for asylum and register, but it's very difficult to see how those two sides can be reconciled.
Damien, thank you very much for joining us again on the programme. Damien McAnulla there, who's a journalist working in Greece. Now, coming up after the break, Boris Johnson's friend and former advisor says that his political career is over, but this deal that we're hearing about today to write for the Daily Mail means that no one has heard the end of Boris Johnson. That's next.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.